Ted.
Ted and Ned.
Hello, my name is Ed.
We are weird.
Catch our show when you can.
We do not make sense.
Hello.
I'm Ted.
And he's Ted.
Yeah, I just
said
that.
And we're Ted and Ed.
Yes. We're funny.
Today is a questions episode.
Yes.
So this means that you, people of the ears, email us, people of the mouths, and we answer the questions.
See.
You email us at questionstedandned@gmail.com.
Or you can fill out the form on our website.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
I don't remember how to get to the website anymore.
It's a link. There's a link on our page where you're listening. Yay!
Anyway, okay.
Meow!
Question number uno. What's a potato? From beginner farmer Bill from Plantland.
Well,
what is a potato?
You don't know what a potato is?
No, why should I?
It's a common vegetable.
I thought potatoes were meat.
Why did you... You don't know what
They're
a potato
brown,
is.
They're brown, right? But meat is brown when it's cooked.
Let me describe a potato to you, Ted. Silly Ted.
You're okay. Also silly.
A potato is a brown, globby substance that's in the shape
Wait,
of a
glob.
Wait,
it's globby?
Well, not really, but that's after you mash it. Well, first, it starts out as a globby shape that's solid, and it has like 14 eyes all over its body.
What? Why does it have eyes?
Let me finish, so
no.
It can see you. So it can see you.
That's not creepy at all.
Yeah, I know. And, well, it could be ears. You don't know for sure. But most people think they're eyes. Anyway, they're brown, and then when you peel off their skin,
what?
You can
Why
mash
would you peel
them
off their skin?
Up and eat them.
What?
Or you can mash them up in a different way and, like, make them into french fries. You've had a french fry, right, Ted?
I have no idea what a french fry is.
You've literally had french fries and yogurt.
But why would you want to eat a potato if it's watching you?
You peel its eyes off first, remember?
What? Why would you peel its eyes off? Wouldn't that hurt?
It doesn't hurt me.
Well, it probably hurts the potato.
Potatoes are an element.
How do you know that,
they're
Ed?
They're vegetables, and they
no,
never
No, they're
blink.
Not. They're meat.
They're not. Potatoes aren't meat, Ted.
Yes, they are.
Meat is not categorized by its brown color.
How do
Sometimes,
you know that?
Actually, most of the time, meat is actually red.
Yeah, before it's cooked.
Everybody
knows that meat becomes potatoes after it's cooked.
So you do know what a potato is.
No, I know that potato is a meat.
Next question.
Meow!
Oh my goodness, this one's a long one. I don't see a question mark anywhere in here. Let me read you the question. Dear Ted Edwards, we are so excited to inform you that we have chosen you for the position of keyboard typer. You will start on Monday and make sure to bring your very big resume that you had told us about in the interview. See you in space, NASA. That's funny, I think we got hired.
Are you sure that was meant for us?
Yeah, it says Ted Edwards.
No, that sounds like one person.
No, but they probably just mistyped my name and left out the and in a comma.
I don't know about this ad.
Ned makes...
What if this is a problem?
NASA makes typos like this all the time.
Who even is NASA?
Oh, NASA stands for Never Ask Samuel Anything.
Then why did he send us an email?
We didn't... Well, you noticed there was no question marks.
Oh.
Oh my gosh, Ted, we're going to space!
Yeah, but why would we want to go back? It's kind of dumb.
Space! This time we're getting paid with experience!
But we need a resume.
What's
a resume?
No, it's actually a resume. Space! Hey!
Shh.
Meow!
Okay, next question. Dowels or towels? From Katie from Olympus. Oh, hey, that's my mom.
Oh, yeah, I know Katie from Olympi.
Ed,
so, what's the question?
Dowels or towels?
For why?
Probably to fight things.
fight things?
Yeah.
Oh, towels always better at fighting. If you put water in them and then freeze them in the freezer, you will hurt someone if you smack them.
But towels are good too, though, because they're like baseball bats. You can just hit things with it.
Not if they're tiny.
Unless you combine a frozen towel on the end of a long dowel, and then you have a hammer.
You have a dowel. A towel.
A dowel.
Yeah. A towel. I think that's the best new weapon of the century.
Katie's probably looking for her new signature weapon.
Well, my signature weapon is vats of Vaseline. I just chuck them at people because they're actually quite heavy.
Well, you know what mine is?
No.
My awesome brain power.
You don't, I think you need to work on your weapon choice.
Meow!
Next question. Oh, this one's a tricky one. I think I understand why someone wrote this. The question is, who's funnier? From the instigator, from a hole in the ground.
Well, obviously we're funnier.
Yeah, we're funnier than you!
You thought this would pit us against each other.
We don't like pits!
No!
Stinky, stinky! You're an instigator.
We are funnier than you!
You live in a hole!
We're funnier! Bye-bye-bye! Bye-bye!
Bye-bye-bye!
Ted?
What?
I'm funnier.
I am.
I have better fart noises.
No, I do. Obviously, I'm funnier,
I can burp louder.
No, you can't. Are you okay? Did you just vomit?
I'm funnier!
I'm funnier! You're not
I'm
funny.
I'm laughing so hard
Nobody
I'm
likes
so
you.
Funny. I'm
Nobody
funny.
Laughs when they hear you,
I
Ed.
Laugh at your face.
I laugh
that's
at your
why.
Banana-shaped nose.
I love my... That's You're, what makes me funny.
No, it isn't. What makes you not funny is your banana-shaped
you
nose.
You have too much ears.
You have too many eyes.
Your teeth are long.
Stop staring at me.
I'm funny.
I'm funnier.
My teeth make clicking
I'm
noises.
I'm funnier. I have fangs.